Chapter 33. 3:30 p.m. Sunday. 30 minutes earlier. Detectives Naresh Sarani and Brad Kepler were sitting in yet another operations room in the NYPD big building, main headquarters. The third one in 3 days. Government. Third, and the worst. The view here was of a pitted wall of City Hall and a smooth wall of a bank. Pigeons, a sliver of sky, pigeon shit. And whatever had been rotting behind the file cabinets of the last room didn't come close to the chemical weapons here. Kepler muttered to his partner,
"Are they ready?"
Sarani hung up the phone.
"They're ready-ish."
Which sounded flippant and wrong given the circumstances, Kepler thought. You know, people's lives are at risk here. Maybe Kepler's face revealed that he was pissed off. Sarani seemed to understand. He added in a graver tone,
"They're assembled and staging. That's the last I heard. It's like they're too busy to talk to us."
He was referring to the NYPD's tactical team, the emergency service unit boys, and probably a girl or two as well. All the fancy weapons, machine guns, helmets, Nomex, boots. Ready to swoop in, nail the perps.
"Too busy to talk to us?"
Kepler repeated, his voice gravel.
"The FCP op didn't originate with them."
The name of the operation had, in the past few hours, morphed from the official Charles Prescott operation down to the CP op. Then, thanks to the complications that had surrounded the case, the inevitable modifier, commencing with the sixth letter of the alphabet, now preceded the name. Cops, naturally. FCP op. Kepler continued.
"It's our investigation. We should be all over it like...
His voice faded. "Couldn't think of a good metaphor?" Sarani offered. Kepler rolled his eyes, grimacing.
"They're sure where Gabriella is?"
Yeah. Don't worry. They're tracking her."
Wait, Kepler thought. "Like Beatles on shit. Like frat boys on kegs. Like frat boys on co-eds." But too late.